pay you less than I first offered you. So I don't have to pay you two shloim anymore. That's what I would have thought. Kamash mula, no. The Yom Relay, we face him. That the person said, listen, now that you've taken us back, I'll work very good for you. We'll work hard. We'll do extra work. But the $2, the two shkol, the two sloyim, that for sure you have to pay. Then it says, Sela, noisimum Sela. If the job to be finished will only cost a Sela, so he doesn't have to pay him more than a Sela. But him off sheet, of course. Why not? It's going to cost him one more Sela to finish, and the job he did halfway was worth a Sela. Sheet he gets the Sela. Om Rapuna bread, Rab Nosin, Lord Tricha de Chirishiz, the Yoizilu Inu Gabei, Zuzimi Koron. At the beginning, when the owner first hired these workers, he offered them a dollar less than usual. People used to get four, he offered them three. All of Saif at the end, Zala Vidite. All the workers went down to only $3. See, so now the same I would have thought to say, Botsi Zuzi Amrisulei. The owner could say to the workers, listen, I always offered you a dollar less than a normal worker. So that's why I offered you three. But, so now Botsi Zuzi Ibnulukho. Now that everybody went down to three, I'll only give you two. Yes, even though I offered to give you two sloyim, but now that the workers went down, I'll give you less than a seller for half the job. So mashmalon, that's the Kiddush, no, you can't say that. The Yamrulay, ki amanalukhav abatizuzi, when did these workers accept to get a dollar less to lehevi kimlukhu? Like that wasn't the price. In other words, the price was four. So for three, they still agreed to do the work. But hash the kimlukhu, but now that everybody's getting three, they never agreed to get less than three. That much for sure they want. So therefore, the Baal HaBos has to pay him to sell it. Omar Rav, Rav says, Halacha k'Rav Doisa. We pass him like Rav Doisa, that when a poyel quits in the middle, he loses out. The Baal HaBos has the overhand. And therefore, if to finish the job will cost more, the first worker only gets less. So the Gemara, Niyam Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said, Halacha k'Rav Doisa, that the Yad poyel is ala taktoino? Rav says, a worker is allowed to quit in the middle of the day. Even though he was hired to work for that day, he was hired to get $10 for the day. If he wants to, he has the right to quit in the middle of the day, and he still gets his $5. And the Chodesh Svar is, because we say, ki avodahim, you're supposed to be never to Hashem, and not never to another Eved. So anytime you want to quit work, you have the right to quit work. So Chodesh, that's not like Rav Doisa. Rav Doisa says, like the Yad Baal HaBos is El Ol Yoyna. No, no. Quit right in the middle. And tomorrow, Dichitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Shana Lili Rav Doisa, maybe the difference according to Rav Doisa, Vein Schiris Lekavlonis. Schiris means we'll hire you for the day. Maybe if I hire you for the day, there Rav Doisa says, the Yad Baal HaBos is El Yoyna. But Kavlonis, that's where you hire him to do the job. Maybe there we said a svara, avodahim, v'lei avodim l'avodim. No, Rashi says, yeah, listen, Rashi says this. The Gab, Rashi says this. The Gab is serious, we don't hire you to do the job for one day, hire you for a day. Each light time, then we add that svara. The avodahim, v'lei avodim l'avodim. Therefore, the poyel has the upper hand. He has the right to quit whenever he wants to. Because really he's supposed to be an eber to Hashem, and not an eber to somebody else. So anytime he wants to quit, he has the right to quit. Abu Bakablonis, for when you accept the job to do a job, not for the day, you accept to build this house, ain't Evid. That's not called an Evid. Eliyatsmo, you're working for yourself. Now I'm working to get myself money. I'm doing a job. That's not called an Evid. If so, for Rav Doisa Bakablonis, Mari. So when does Rav Doisa say that the Baal HaBos has the upper hand? That's by Kablonis. Because there the work is not called an Evid. Then he doesn't have to quit like, therefore the Baal HaBos has the upper hand. But when the worker is being paid for the day, he's like a worker, like an Eved, then the Eved has the upper hand. He has the right to quit whenever he wants. So maybe it's not a fee with Rav Doisa. Rav is not supposed to Rav Doisa. The Mer says, no, only Shanelei. Does Rav Doisa make a difference? For a time you will learn, if you hire a worker to work for you, in the middle of that day, the poil hears that one of his mishpacha died. Or else the worker himself got fever, got sick. If he's a worker by the day, if he's paid by the day, the locher is mois and mois karoi. The Baal HaBos has to pay him. He has the right to get his whole pay. So Rashi says, well, you'll be honest though, since he's an honest, he ain't lakant, so he can't make any kanas over here. Therefore, he has the right to get his full pay. Im kablanu, Let's say he's hired to do the job, not just for the day, but he's hired for the job. Then nice and like Kablanasi. You have to pay him for the job that you paid him. Now, money, who does this go like? Elaim Rabbonim, if it goes according to the Rabbonim, that they always say the Yad Ever is Al Hel Yerno, Mayi Rishon Meshemes Tameis. Why only? Because he's a real honest, that he heard somebody in his Mishpacha died, Oisha Zot Sechama, or else because he came very sick and he can't work. The honest, that he's like forced not to work, Kilo Yonis Nami, even something didn't go wrong, even if it wouldn't be an honest. For Amri Rabbonim, the Rabbonim said before, Yad Poyil Al Hel Yerno. A worker has the upper hand. He has the right to quit whenever he wants. Because the apostle Kavodai Hain was supposed to be an eved to Hashem and not a worker for somebody else. He's not supposed to be an eved to somebody else. Therefore, any time he wants to quit, he has the right to quit. So according to the Rabbanan, he can't go. Because why? Only an onus. Even without an onus, he should have a right to quit. El Olav Rabbeisi. Doesn't this right to go according to Rabbeisa? Right? Ushmamin and so to prove then, according to Rabbi Yossi, even by Sirus, he holds Yad Balabais El Helyena, which means the worker has no right to quit in the middle of the day. The only time he'll get his pay for the half of the day, the half of the work that he did, is only if he's an honest. If he's an honest that he can't finish the job, then even if it's across the Balabas twice as much to have the job finished, still as much work as he did, he gets paid. But when he's an honest, what do you want from him? It's not his fault that he can't finish the job. But in the case where he's not an honest, and he just quits on his own, then Rabbi says, no, we don't say, Avodah Hain that Posik, but rather we say, Yad Balabayas Al Helyena. I hired you to do this job. I hired you for today. Now, if you quit in the middle, I'm going to have to hire somebody else. So if I'm going to have to pay you more, you'll lose out on your pay. I won't even pay you. Here's the amount. So here's the thought. If he run around, how could Rav pass on Rabbi saw? And Rav himself holds that a poel has the right to be chayzim echad tiyayim, which means that when he quits in the middle of the day, he has the right to get his pay. He gets full pay, and he gets half of his pay for that day. So go to zero. Tomorrow says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the dover of it. I tell you, we're talking about a dover of it, something that's going to be lost. The divrei akril, then it goes according to everybody. Rashi says, Liyelam shonilei. Really, Rav or Rav Deis, to make the difference between a chiris and a kablonis. By regular worker that you're paying by the day, that he has the right to quit whenever he wants to. He says, so the theory is, how come it says here, only because he's an honest, he gets paid here for the day. Mashmah, if he would not be an honest, he would not get paid for the here for the day, only how much the balabas would not lose out. So I'll tell you, because here we're talking about the dover ovud, like we have this like in the Mishnah, where you hired a worker to take your flax out of the water. And if the job is not done today, you're going to have a loss. So in such a case, the poyel has no right to be chayzer. If he's chayzer, he'll lose out. In such a case, the only time he won't lose out if he was an honest, if he allows like fourth to stop working, a mace, or he got sick. But if not for that, then he should have to finish the job. But I'll tell you, Rabbi Yitzchak himself would agree though. But if it wouldn't be a dog rovod, then he would agree that a poyel has a right to be chayzer b'chat yayin. Yeah. So now I'm learned like this. It says now Mishnah. So therefore the terrorist is not a stira. That Rabdaisa Rav holds like Rabdaisa. That really by skiras, by if you hire somebody for the day, they both agree the Yad Poil is Al Helyena. He has the right to quit in the middle of the day and I'll get half the pay. Because by Kablonis, where I hire you for the job, then you're not an Evid. That's a regular worker. So then you're not Al Helyena. The Balabas is Al Helyena. Therefore there's no stira Rav for Rabdaisa. Nothing more says to none. Lord in our Mishnah, Kol HaMishana, whoever changes the agreements they made up, Yod Al Tachtoino, his hand is on below, he'll lose out. Then it also says, V'chol HaChayzeboi, whoever retracts from the agreements they made, Yod Al Tachtoino, he'll also lose out. His yad is on the bottom. Sounds like this. Bish Leima Kol HaMishana, Yod Al Tachtoino, this part of the Mishnah, the Stam Lon Tanak Rav Yudah. Stam Tanak goes like Rav Yudah, that we had before in Baba Kamo. Rashi says, "Kali plukta the parrot goes leitzim with tzvayel yodim. You give your wool to a dyer to make it red for tzavah shachar, and the dyer instead made it black. That's a shail of yod al oyeno tachtoino. So if you hold that yod al tachtoino, he doesn't know like a mayor that a shinu was koina, but no, the worker is not koina the wool. The wool still belongs to you. He has to give you back the wool. So he'll lose out. Like if the shvach, if it's worth more now than the investment, the dye he put in, you only have to pay him for the dye. If the dye is more expensive than the shvach, the way it's worth now, you only have to pay him how much shvach he got. That's kolat work of Yehuda, that kolam mishano is yod alo tachtoina. The dye loses out. Elo, but the second part about Mishnah, Elo kolacho is the boy whoever retracts. Yod alo tachtoina, he's on the bottom. Lasu yamai, what do you mean to include? Lav lasu, don't you mean to include toil? That a worker who kriyab doisa. That if a worker quits in the middle of the day, he doesn't necessarily get all his money. He doesn't get to half the day. Because if the Baal HaBos doesn't have to hire somebody else at a higher price, and let's say he hired you for $10 for the day. Do you work here? Do you want to get your $5? But now for the Baal HaBos to get another worker to finish the day, it's going to cost him, let's say, $8. He says, so we'll only have to pay you $2, that's all. So does that go like? The whole like Reb Daisa. So here you see clearly Reb Daisa says, even by Schiris, even by a Schir Yayim, we only hire the guy to work for you on one day, also we hold Yodai Yad Shabalabayas Al Hal Yayna. And we do not say this for our Vodayim, that Yodai is supposed to be an ever to Hashem and not an ever to somebody else, so you should be able to stop whenever you want. Then the court to Kasha Rav to Reb Daisa. So my answer is true. El Reb Daisa Tarati Kama. Reb Daisa himself holds in both cases, whether you're hired for the day or whether you're hired for the job. Whenever you quit, the Baal HaBos has the upper hand. You have no right to quit on him. That's what Reb Daisa says. But for Rav, Sorva lo kavosa b'choda. Rav holds like him in one case. In the case of a kablonis, where you take the job to do, there Rav holds you not called an eved. So then if you quit, the yad Baal HaBos is al hel yoyna. But a polo galei b'choda. But Rav argues on Reb Daisa in the case of a schir yoyin. We only hired to do work that day, you called like an eved. Then Rav holds the svara that the eved has the right to quit in the middle of the day. You're supposed to be an eved to Hashem and not an eved to somebody else. So you weren't supposed to be an eved. You have a right to quit whenever you want. Right, sir? The boy said another territory, he'll tell you, that our Mishnah says, whoever retracts, his hand is on the bottom. It doesn't mean by a schir yoyim to say like, we have those souls, even by a schir yoyim, the Baal HaBos has the upper hand. No. Could be everybody holds like Rav. That is chir yoyim, like an eved, when you retract, you have a right to retract. If so, what does the Mishnah mean to say, whenever you retract, you lose out? Hatelik Ratan, like learn like this. Korachoizaboy Kesed. What does the Mishnah mean? What's the case? When you retract, if you lose out, Kesed, what's the case? Could be like this. Hareshemochas Bodalachadayroy. If you sold your field to your friend, the Elazuz, you charge him $1,000 for your property. Vnosaloy Moyes, Mehen Mosayan Zuz. Right now, he put down $200 deposit. So like this. And he still owes you $800. If the Meicher retracts and says, I'm not selling you the house anymore, the field, I'm keeping it. So Yad Lekech Alol Yaina. Then Lekech has the upper hand. What does that mean, the upper hand? Either he has the right to say, listen, I gave you $200, give it back to me. Or else, listen, give me back the karka worth $200. As I paid you $200. So it's like I paid you now for $200 worth of karka. Sure, I didn't pay you for the whole field, but for one-fifth of the field I paid you. Said so, that much property you have to give me. So Lekech has the upper hand. Now, Mehechi Magviyoy, where does Lekech get the property from the Meicher? Minidius. He has the right to get from the best of the field of the Meicher, his best field. That's called, since the Baal HaBos, the Meicher, was Chayzer, it's Yod Al HaTachra, and he loses out. But it was Man Shalakeh Chayzer. But let's say the buyer retracts now and says, I don't want to buy the field anymore, give me back the $200. So Yad Meicher Al Yaina. Now the opposite, the seller has the upper hand. Rosh Haimel, if he wants, I could tell him, Helech Masecha, here's your $200, goodbye. Rosh Haimel, if he wants, I could say, Helech Kaka Kenegin Masecha. No, I'm not going to give you back the money. I'll give you $200 worth of property. But Mehechin Magdiya, from which type of property do I pay you? Do I have a right to pay you if I want? Minazaburius, I could give you for my worth property. That's called Yag Balabayas Alov Yena. That could be the Chana Mishnah. Kolachizer in the case of a sale. Nothing to do with an Evid. When you're an Evid, we hold like Rav, you have a right to retract whenever you want. Here the Mishnah says if you retract, you lose out. It's talking about a sale.
Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Malam Dinoison, Shelo Yachzru. We tell them, no, don't retract. We tell them, don't retract. It's not kedai to retract. Ketzer, what do we say, rather? What do we do then? Kosev lo, we write up a shtar like this. Ani Ploini ben Ploini, Ruven ben Shimon. Mochati sod the Ploini the Ploini. I sold this field to my friend Shimon. The yellow zuz for $1,000. The Norsan li mehem l'sayim zuz. And he paid me right now so far $200. Vareini noisa boiches mea zuz. And I make it as if now the next $800, it's a loan. As if you stam owe me $800. And kono, and therefore, lemaisa, I make as if the $200 is a kesef for kinyan. In other words, I make up a shtar now as if to say, the sale went through. You own the house and the field. And the next $800 is a loan. You owe me the money. Omachsele es ashar, hafili akakam ashonim. And the next $800 you can pay me back, even within a year. So that's the eighth to do. So I have no problem. So when a guy pays even a down payment, you have right to make it up. That's like a kinyan. I'm making a kinyan on the kaka right now. You're buying the field. Ah, you're not paying me all the money. That will make like a milva. It's as if to say, I'm lending you the money, and you owe it to me. That's all. But the kinyan took place right away. Oh, my ma, what we just said before, Mesa Magbiya, where do we make the malva, the moicha give him his field from? Minidius. That's the race again. Where the moicha retracted, so then the lakeh has the upper hand, and he has the right to go to the merchant and say, give me $200 of your best fields. So now, kosak, what that the hafimina was, minidius to the chosav. The best of the property that this moicha owns, not of this field, but any other field that he has, you have a right to collect from the best of his fields. For the Gemara, why? For lo yayel about choy, but death should be like a bal choy, like he owes you money. Utnan we learned, bal choy dina bebeninus. When a bal choy comes to collect the money, and he doesn't have to come collect his property, he only has to give him beninus, from the middle class, but not from the best. So how come over here, do you tell me he has to pay from the best for the best? The best? Why the best? It should be only beninus. The yoyid, how you the yoyiv, zusei. Like he paid money for this field. So what right does he have to get from a different field? The money was from this field. Sheet, you don't have a right to get from any other field. So rather, Amr of Nachman by Yitzchok, Miyidiyah Shabor. It means out of this field that you paid $200 from, you have a right to get $200 worth of this property, the best of this property. In other words, it's a big field. It's a $1,000 field. True, you only paid $200. But now when the moisture retracts, you have a right to ask him to give you $200 worth of field from a property from this field. And which part of this field? The best of this field. So that's good, because that's what you paid for this field. Sure, to get from another field, you have no right. But from this field that you put your money down on, if he retracts, you have a right to say, I want $200 worth from the best part of this field. All right, turn over.
Then it says, Mizuburi Shabo. In the case where the Lakeach retracts, then the Moichah has a right to give him from the worst. Ravacha bread Raviki Yomar. Ah, filu taimo meidius. Well, the same thing. Meidius shabo, mizburi shabo. What it means, idius is the best, or else the worst of this property, but only from this property itself. The Nachman bread Raviki Yomar. Ah, filu taimo meidius nechosef. No, even if you want to stand the ratio, the Moichah has to pay him $200 worth of property from the best of the property that he owns. And I tell you, because stam, man de zoban arya, the alpha zuzi, whoever sells field, whoever's buying this field for $1,000, Uzli Muzul, Umazvin Nechosiv, that the Lakeach that wanted to buy property for $1,000, who has $1,000? So where did he get $1,000 from? He had to sell the other property that he had. And how do you sell it for? For cheaper. Like you're desperate to buy a new field. So you need money now. So how do you get the money? You sell your old field. And you're not mocked to get the best field, the best price. So it comes out, you lost out now. So even this $200 that I gave you, I lost out. Because how do I get $200? I had to sell my field at a loss. So it comes out, you are mazik to me. You made me lose out. His soul, the evolution is it. I like how the loss. Well, tonight, therefore, we learned, Hanizokin Shamlem, the idiot. If you caused me a loss, when I collect now from you, you have to pay me from the best of your fields. So I have a right to collect from the idiot of your nechosim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Malam Dinoisus Lo Yachzru, Kesa Kosh Plani Plani Ben Plani. We make up Oshtar to say the sale takes place right now, and the rest of the money is like a milva I owe it to you. So the deek is time with the cost of Loyochi. Why does this sale go through? Because they wrote up like this. Whole life cost of Loyochi, if they did not write up like this,
loy, then the sale does not go lekoni. Aizvatani will not like this. Hanois and erev and lechaveroi. If God give you a down payment, in this case, I decide to buy the field for $1,000, and I put down now $200. For yom aloy, im ani choyze boy, if I retract now and don't buy the field, or veinam lechulacho, I'll let you keep these $200. Fa'alo yom, the Moichah says, im ani choyze boy, if I retract, ech v'lecho avuncho, I'll pay you back $400. That's the deal they made up. So lechur is neskaim what to know in divrei Rabbi Yosi, what they said they really meant.
And therefore, if either one of them retract, they have to take, they have to keep the tanoim. So Morris says on this, tell you Rabbi Yosi l'tamer. Rabbi Yosi goes according to his tamer. The yomah that he says, asmach t'kanya, that's Rabbi Yosi shita. Now the kasha is like this. Rabbi Yudi says, daya shiikne k'neged avunai. No, he's only k'ne k'neged the elfer, not more. He's only k'neged $200 worth in the kaka, and not more than that. The omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the med, the v'mamurim, when was that said? That he only has a kinyan of $200 worth and not more. Bizman, shom aloy avor no yokun. When he said clearly, I want my avor, the money I'm putting down now, to be cornered for me, kineged like the field. Says he did not pay this money now as like a payment for the field to buy the field with the kesef, but rather he's only buying the worth of it, $200 worth. Avor, but in the case, moch aloy saw the bill of zuz, if you're buying a field worth $1,000, the Nosam Lemehem Chomish Meazuz, and you put down now $500 for a Tchilas Puroyin. That's like I'm paying you now for the field. I have to owe you another $500. So, Rocher is Kona, you're Kona the field. Or Mahfalei as a Shah, Filiyaka Kamishonim. And the rest of the money is like a Nova, you owe it him. But I call upon him the money you put down now, that's called a Tchilas Puroyin, and you're Kona the whole field. And then Shimon Ben Gamliel himself says this. So it's a theorem. Before he said only with a Tanai, and there it's Mashim every time that you corner the Kinyan completely. So Marcel Lakashi does not say, I'll tell you how the Kaay of Anofik Azuzi. If we see the Merkel is going back asking for the money, then Taki not corner the whole field. We see if